I came to Australia in 1985 as a refugee, so I believe that would be a very good reason to want to be in a play. People who want to cross borders and be part of a free world. When Samar Sabawi, the writer and producer of this play, approached me, I didn't hesitate. She asked me to direct it, and I thought my own experience. I spent some time in prison as a political prisoner in my home country, so I thought my own experience was to a certain extent parallel to what is happening in the play, and therefore, yes, the story was very moving, and I said yes.
What's your background?
Culturally, I'm born in Lebanon. Came to Australia as a child, grew up here with the civil war going on in the background. And I think it gave me a sense of, it really did shape a lot of my thinking in terms of nonviolent resolutions and working towards peaceful existence. And when I read the play, I felt very much that it spoke to that. And actually, 2 years ago was when I first read the play. Someone approached me to take part in the reading. And at that time, I'd stopped acting. And I still am not very active as an actor. So I did decide to take it on just because, really, of what the play was about and the beautiful, beautiful characters that Summer had developed for us to work with.
And this play was originally scheduled to be shown in Gaza, to be played in Gaza as well, but that didn't happen, did it? Were you involved at all in preparations round about that time that they had to pull out of Gaza?
No, I wasn't involved in those preparations. I think Samah was the one who was most involved in that, and she's been the driving force behind all of this. The original intention was that there would be 3 seasons happening simultaneously, one in the West Bank, one in Gaza, and one here in Melbourne. And I was part of the production team for the Melbourne one. Samah did manage to go over there to Gaza last year, had the play translated into Arabic, and had a reading there in Arabic. You know, people were very moved. I mean, originally it was in English, but then they managed to get a translation. And Samah has told us about people just arriving on the day and wanting to come and see it. And she'd say to them, but you know, this is in English. And they'd say, that's okay, that's okay. But they just really wanted to see what stories are being told about their lives and about their place. And I think it was a very, very moving experience for everyone.
Look, as the director, what did you hope to bring to this play, particularly when you knew that Samar, it was based on her family's experiences?
Well, I always approach my theatre making as a profession. So, first of all, I wanted to tell the story well. If the story is good on the paper, I wanted to make it look good on stage. Normal thing. But apart from that, as I said before, still has the fragments or whole segments of the story which resonate with me on a very personal level. And I believe that my job was and still is, as we open in today's time, to make sure that the bridge between the two cultures, which is a Palestinian or Arabic culture and the Australian culture, that we reach to the audiences outside of the Palestinian community as well. I am very pleased to say that the actors and the whole creative team did a fantastic job so far, fingers crossed, and that the story will be not only understood, but moving and eye-opening for many, many more Australians than just the Palestinian community.
And how many actors are actually in the play? And what are their backgrounds?
Well, they come from all over the place. Mostly they come from the Arabic community. There are some Lebanese actors, there are some Iranian, Iraqi actors. There is a Egyptian / Italian, Ubaldino. There is a Maltese actor in it. And there is a Palestinian, beautiful Palestinian performer, singer, Asil Tayeh, who provides us with live music. So we come from all over the place. Plus there are some Australians in the creative team. The lighting is done by Shane Grant, who worked with me on my previous production as well. Lara Week is designing the play. Yes, it's quite a nice cross-cultural experience for all of us, and we are learning from each other on a daily basis.
Well, Hibi, who is your character and how did you approach that?
I play Samira. She's the mother of one of the two main characters, Dr. Rami, who falls in love with a girl in Gaza. And yeah, she's an interesting character. She's not someone that I immediately identify with. She's a mother. You know, she is a mother who family and her the status quo are first and foremost for her. And she and her husband have worked very, very hard to get away from the oppression that they experienced in their homeland. And they've put that stuff behind them and they've built this life for their family in a new place in the United States. Unfortunately, though, there's always one that falls through the cracks, and it's Dr. Rami, you know, and she is absolutely desperate to hold on to him, to keep him safe, to keep him from making a huge mistake. All she sees for him is entrapment, and she doesn't want that for him.
And, of course, he's a doctor who's come from the US to help the people in Gaza.
Yes, he's... The Dr. Rami is very much based on, I think he's a kind of a conglomerate of a number of people who came across on the first peace flotilla that came to Gaza to provide people with all sorts of medical supplies and medical care, and they were there for about 2 weeks. I think they brought, I'm not sure, I think they brought other things with them like food and clothing and things like that. Basically, they were there for a show of support as well as to try and provide some real
humanitarian help.
Some real humanitarian help there. They impacted very much on the community while they were there. And one of them, Vittorio, who actually it was a real person who remains in the plane. His spirit is constantly there watching over us. Vittorio was an Italian who came on the flotilla, and he remained there. He was eventually killed there too.
It's called A Story of Human Survival and Tenacity. Nick, how did you bring that onto the play?
The playwright brought it onto the play. I'm just trying to execute it in the best possible way. And what I do is, again, I'll repeat my usual director's job to bring the best out of the actors, and having such a wonderful cast... It wasn't a problem at all, but it always, you know, things like that, it's a story of big emotion, big heart, big love and big losses, I should say. And stories like that are not easy to be dealt with because as actors use their bodies and souls as their instruments, it's always taxing. So I'm very grateful to them that they... joined us on this journey, and they really invested themselves fully. At times it's very moving, and I think all of us we feel effect of this play and the journey that we undertook, and still we are still traveling with this vessel. That journey is going to be very accessible to the audiences who on daily basis don't have experience of this culture and this story and this place. We actually managed, in a very simple way, we have managed to bring Gaza to this stage with very simple theatrical solutions.
And just ask you, both of you, about your interaction with Samar. Have you done plays before where you've had a close relationship with the writer of the play?
Well, yes. The most closely related writer to me is myself. I did my own plays, but I'm not very precious about my own words. I believe I trust actors, and I think that... when we put the words, which are only words, on take them from the page and put them in their mouth and into their bodies, then they know the characters a bit better than we do because they lend themselves to the characters. Therefore, I'm not very precious about the words, but I understand some writers, and Samar is fantastic in that way. She's allowing us to interfere with the lines, with the characters. We do the dramaturgy as we go, and I think... with benefit for all of us. Working with her has been a pleasure. It takes a while in the beginning to establish certain grounds for the understanding or the process for the method we are going to work on. And then if the both sides are willing to cooperate, it's fantastic. And that has been experienced so far.
And as an actor, how have you interacted with Samar?
Oh, look, for me, it's very simple. As an actor, I interact with Lek directly. But Samar has become a very good friend. There have been times when I felt that the two of us have been very supportive of each other as women as well as being Middle Eastern migrants. So it's actually been very easy. It's been wonderful to see how open Samah is to us really playing with her lines. I mean, the thing is, there's always something that cannot be missed, that must remain, always. And I think, on the whole, the cast and Lek have been very, very true to the intent and to the spirit. And Samah, on her part, has been very, very open for us to play in order for those lines to really live, so that they're not just actors repeating somebody else's lines, but that we're actually finding ways of allowing those words to live. And what I'm really enjoying in this process, this probably moves a little bit beyond your question, but what I'm really enjoying in this process is that we are all learning to listen to each other, which is wonderful, really wonderful, and I'm finding it rare in theatre these days, where actors are involved in every aspect of the production, not just moving pieces of furniture, but actually how we interact with each other and how we receive each other's words, how we take on or not each other's rhythms. And this, having a feel in the room, has been amazing, because when we stopped to listen to her songs and how we had to think about how we're interacting with her songs and how that then continues on in the scene when she's not singing, we're really having to listen, that's the best that I can say, to each other. And in order for this, for us never to drop the ball, and I think we've learned to not drop the ball.
And is poetry also a part of this play?
Very much, very much a part of it. Samah is a poet, first and foremost, and she has read her own poems, and she's done some spoken word, and she brings that here into this play. It's really the main character, Jemina, who is the poet in this play, but generally speaking, throughout the play, there are tentacles of poetry running through it constantly. There are some scenes where some very cute little scenes that come at very surprising times and make everything so much more poignant when Dr. Seuss comes into it.
Oh.
So Mash, using that amazing sort of Western cultural tome, really gives it a poignancy that I think is unexpected.
Oh, I was just, couldn't put it any better. he's a fantastic, I mean, it's a fantastic tool and a point of reference, and also rhythmical, linguistic reference. Dr. Seuss comes in as a, and also a big cultural reference and context in which she puts it. It's both surprising and striking.
I think that it goes back to what Lek was saying about reaching across the cultural, like really making this something accessible to people who are not from Middle Eastern backgrounds, people who've grown up in the West, who may be from Middle Eastern backgrounds, but, you know, whatever, just people who are more Western culturally, who have grown up with Dr. Seuss. This is, I think, Samah has come up with a fantastic way to really talk about the diverse issues. You know, it is so layered, so layered. The situation in reality is incredibly complex and incredibly layered. And Samah has reflected that in the play, but in a very, very simple way.
Perhaps I could finish by asking you both if there's one particular thing that you would like people to take away after seeing this play. Lek?
Well, I'm thinking, maybe not loud enough, but I'm trying. I always think that we should listen to stories of people and think about the fate of people and think of us as one human race inhabiting this little rock, circling around the sun. That we are all people, and we all deserve a right to be at home wherever our home is. We have the right to love and freedom of speech, and right to peace. I mean, it sounds dull, but it's a phrase that we've used so many times. But yes, everybody has a right to love freely, live freely, and not to fear that they will die tomorrow or today, or that their loved ones will be taken by bad will of some other people or some actions of some other people. It's as simple as that. It's a universal story.
Yes, Wahabi?
Yes, it is indeed a universal story. My thing about it is that I think everyone will take away something from it that is personal to them. I think that's just inevitable. What I want, really, is to make this the beginning of a conversation. You know, like often I watch people leaving a theatre and I wonder if anything has remained with them as they leave the theatre from what they've just seen. Very rarely have I come out of a production where people are talking and engaged, and, you know, and I think that this, my hope is that this play, people will leave perhaps more quiet than when they entered, but questioning, wondering, thinking, and perhaps the conversation continues for a number of days beyond that, doesn't just finish it when the curtain comes down.
And as it's a small theatre, will there be interaction with the cast and production crew, with the people attending the play?
Well, the cast will mix with the, well, I can say that because you will see it when you will come. Of course, everybody is welcome to come and see the production. The cast will mix with the audiences before the show. And then, because our take is that of a storytelling, we invite people into the theatre and then start storytelling. In that respect, yes. And afterwards, we are open to, again, questions and discussion. But during the play, it's a traditional storytelling. We just we are there and we are telling you a story, and we invite you to participate by listening. And I believe people will be listening. That is, it's quite a compelling story.
No, I did mean afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's going to be at least one Q&A session, and I think it's on the 16th, the Sunday the 16th. People can check that on the La Mama website.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
And that was Lek and Wahibi talking about the play, which is on at the La Mama. And it's sold out for tomorrow night, but it is on for about another 10 days after that. It's a must to see. That's all for me for today. I'll be back next Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Bye for now.